With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. War-weary Palestinians in Gaza returned to the streets Saturday on the second day of a four-day ceasefire.
In northern Gaza, the focus of Israel's ground offensive, Palestinians crunched over rubble as they navigated the war-torn streets, some still searching for the bodies of their loved ones who are missing. At the Indonesian hospital in Jabalia, bodies lay in the courtyard and outside the main gate. In southern Gaza, the ceasefire comes as more hostages are expected to be released by Hamas after they were captured in a deadly attack on southern Israel on October the 7th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, shoppers were back at it Saturday for Small Business Saturday, which traditionally encourages shoppers to spend their money locally.
The Brooklyn Boutique Closet Rich is full of pretty clothes and accessories, but no one is shopping yet on Small Business Saturday. Still owner Star Adams is not worried.
People may not be able to afford it on Saturday, but they can afford it next Tuesday or next month. So that's super important to me, treating everybody great when they walk through the door.
She believes customer service sets smaller businesses apart.
I don't compare myself to larger businesses because every time I go to Macy's, I can't find someone to help me. You can always find me right here and I can help you.
Adams has been in the community she loves for a year and a half and hopes to keep going.
And people like having me here, so you have to buy things. That's the key.
Julie Walker, New York.
One of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters after being grounded for more than three decades, that according to the British Antarctic Survey. The iceberg measures roughly 1,500 square miles. That's about three times the size of New York City. This is SRN News. It appears science is losing favor among Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to the association. A federal court order blocks the Bayou State's bar from forcing the attorney to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. This is one of the more than two dozen similar cases playing out all around the country. This is SRN News. There's growing efforts underway to stop food waste.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental issues. Globally, about a third of all food is wasted, but in the United States, it's 40%. California and others have passed laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. They say it saves landfill space, also gives poor families more choices. Jason Walker reporting.
Artificial intelligence is a huge part of the armed forces, and it's growing. The Pentagon's piloted pint-sized surveillance drones helping Ukraine fight Russia and predicting when Air Force jets need maintenance and tracking rivals' satellites in space. This is SRN News.